Lifeguards have bodies to die for, and they have great legs. So how can you get legs like that?
Well, personal trainer and fitness expert Fairfax Hackley is here to tell us. Welcome back, Hack.
Thank you.
There we go. what is the secret? You know, you said you had been a lifeguard in a past life, so what is the secret to getting lifeguard legs?
Well, Sean, it definitely isn't slathering sunscreen on, or as most of our listeners would have ventured to guess, swimming. It is actually running on the beach in the sand.
Now, why is that?
Because it's extremely demanding. It's very effective. It also is a classic example of function serving conditioning. In other words, to be a lifeguard, you have to have these strong legs that incorporate balance, coordination, and endurance. Lifeguards have to pull people from the water. They have to carry boats. So their legs have to be strong and very functional for their jobs.
Okay, well, then let's talk about the workout. Maybe folks are planning on spending a couple of weeks at the beach, or maybe they're doing weekends over the summer. What's the best time of day to do a beach workout?
Well, I always say that generally in the morning before the beaches getting crowded and with a lot of people. Also, you want to run closer to the water where the sand is a little harder, not soft, because that's a recipe for really sore knees. You also, it's great because you literally want to make tracks. You can actually run along the beach, test your stride, because you can actually leave these footprints and actually follow through and, you know, keep a record of it.
Now, is running on sand a good way to get into barefoot running?
It's a great way to transition. As a matter of fact, sand shoes, no pun intended here, but it's a, you know, most runners run on their heels. In other words, they're heel strikers. By barefoot running, you run on your forefoot. So that's the natural best way for people to learn how to run. And it's also a great way to condition your legs.
How long would it take for you to, in a serious workout regimen, to get those so-called lifeguard legs? Is it, you know, if you just did it for a few weeks? I mean, how quick are the results here?
Well, remember we talked about in early segments, about an inch is a cinch, about a yard is hard, mm-hmm. about a mile take a while. This is one of those things where it's very, very tough and demanding. So you need to start very, very slow. Don't go out and overdo it, but gradually, as you do it, you will get in better shape, your legs will get stronger, and you'll notice a huge, huge difference by summer's end.
All right, Hack. Fairfax Hackley, personal trainer and fitness expert.